Fox News Radio 600 KCOL, the talk station.
So the 642, by the way, the millennials are moving into the workforce. It's estimated by 2020 that 46% of U.S. workers will be made up of millennials, and that is projected to grow by 75% by 2025, which means companies of all sizes will be vying for this group of professionals. So here is the question. Does the workplace have to adjust to the millennials, or do the millennials have to adjust to the workplace? Joining us now is the guy who adjusts at everything, business and workplace culture expert, author of the best-selling book, The Barefoot Spirit, Michael Houlihan. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Al?
Well, doing very well. So who needs to adjust to who? Or
well,
whom?
I think everybody's got to make adjustments. That's how we move along.
Yeah. Yeah. What do the millennials bring to the workplace that us old codgers don't offer?
Well, you know, they grew up in a generation that was connected with instruments and devices that we basically created and we gave to them, and they took it to heart, and they connected with each other, and they formed groups, they formed tribes, they formed families online. They text each other. They stay on top of everything. So these kids are well connected. They can solve problems faster than we can. They can do research faster than we can. But they require a little different approach in terms of the workplace. They like to work in groups. They like to work together. They like to work like a family around a table rather than in cubicles. They like to work in open, comfortable spaces because they're used to working, you know, on that little brain at the end of their arm and poking away at that. Mm. So their work habits are a little different than ours. The other thing that's interesting about this generation is that they have a real life, and because they do, they want to work for the companies that provide more flex hours. Now, that's not to say that they can't make a meeting or they can't make a deadline. The ones that work for us certainly can, but we give them the option of working flex hours. Mm. So it's basically both sides have to agree to it. So you say, listen, I'd like to take this day off, and if your boss says, sure, take it off, they make it up, and they'll be working on Saturday when we're playing golf or Sunday when we're in church.
Yeah, you know, one thing that that you said that I couldn't agree with you more, I'm working right now with a millennial. She is my producer, Molly Pearson, and I'll tell you what, I've learned so much from her and what she's brought to the job. And you hit it on the technical knowledge is incredible with today's technology.
Oh, yeah. You can. What I love about the millennials is you can say, listen, I need to have some backup for this or that. And, boy, they can have it on your desk right now. You know, they're amazing. So the other thing about them is they want to work in a family atmosphere. So if you want to get a millennial to work for you, you got to do a little more orientation. You have to spend a little more time mentoring them. You have to remember, they look up to you. You're kind of like the father or mother figure, and they expect you to give them the kind of attention that they got in their past. And so when they come to work, it's no different. I think the other thing they're looking for, you have to remember, is medical's a big deal for them. I mean, most of them are cut off at 25 from their parents' medical, so they're going to go to work for the places that provide medical. And I know that's real expensive, especially nowadays. But that and a piece of the action down the road, they have to see that there's some place for them to go. They want to know, where do I go after here? Do I have to leave this company, or does this company provide me with, you know, a room for advancement?
Let me ask you this. When it comes to the various generations over the years, as far as work ethic goes, same or a different work ethic?
I think that their work ethic is more tied up with what the company stands for. Because they're so well connected to their tribes, they want to look good to their friends and to their family. So they want to say, I work for this company, and you know, this company is doing this for these people who are underemployed or these people who need food or whatever. And in other words, community outreach. They want to know that your company is doing something and stands for something that's more than just the, you know, mercantile product or service you provide. So they're very big on things like, you know, public social consciousness and all of that, because they want to look good in front of their friends.
Well, this is fascinating, and they look at us as a bunch of old codgers.
And well, they should.
Yeah, but do they have to kick the walker off underneath my hands?
Well, I think they just do that for trill.
I think they get bored, is what it really comes down to.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Michael, thank you.
They love us, though, let me tell you. They do.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Sure.
We're so lovable. How could they not? Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
Take care. That is Michael Houlihan, author of the best-selling book, The Barefoot Spirit. So do you have a tribe?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
He's talking about millennials have tribes.
I think maybe a different word to use would be click. I don't know.
Yeah. Just like back in high school, we had clicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, life is high school, Al.
Yeah, you're right. You know what's really amazing is that even when you go to your 40th high school reunion, those cliques are still there. They're still together.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's scary. Yeah. But then there's a lot of us that tried to break away from that.
Mm-hmm.
But failed miserably because your friends are your friends.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I mean, you can't help it. But back then you chose your friends versus now you're throwing together.